Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we've got a full show for you today. Yes, Peter Pan, O2 staffing, and more. I just watched them filing in. There must be 36 kids out there. So, did you count them all?
No, too many.
Ben? Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Hey, today, 2nd of April, 7:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. So, glad you're back. Got your driver's license?
Yes, sir.
And you're driving around a 15-passenger van?
Indeed. Indeed.
Your dad doesn't let you drive the Mercedes or the Rolls?
Nope. No Kia or Toyota Highlander, just the massive GMC. Just the massive GMZ. GMC.
Well, you know what? That's good, though. See, in the old days when I was your age, I'd fill that thing up with friends. We'd go to the drive-in.
That's the plan. We're going to go to the coast.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different. Well, that's about the same thing. Yeah. Yeah. After you've practiced a few hours. Mm-hmm. Good on you, buddy. Any special day today?
Let's go see. I had something interesting happen to me this morning.
Oh, okay.
I was looking for my phone before I left. I couldn't find it. So I was like, hey, Siri, hey, Siri. And my cat was speaking to me. And then the cat had lied down on top of my phone. It was rather interesting. Oh, Siri speaking. Okay, it is National Dye Day.
Dye, you mean like D-Y-E?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Ferret.
Ferret? Ferret Appreciation Day?
Reconciliation. There's three very interesting ones.
Wait a minute, ferret?
Yeah, ferret, the animal.
You know, ferrets are illegal to have in California as pets, right?
Really? I did not know.
Yeah, look that up. But yet you can buy ferret food everywhere.
That is interesting.
I think it's because they were afraid that a different ferret would come in and wipe out the native ferret. But anyway, hey, let's talk weather. 48 degrees out there currently. And it looks like today is sunny with high around 76. And tomorrow starting to cloud up with a chance of rain showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. So enjoy today, my friends. And then Thursday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain showers. It's going to be, you know, mid-50s. Oh, it looks like this with a slight chance of rain both Thursday night and Friday. And then it's going to clear up Friday night. And it's going to be cloudy on Saturday, but it doesn't say anything about rain. But then Saturday night, some rains. But it looks like Monday is going to be clear again. So, off and on this week. Enjoy today. Next Monday, it's going to be nice. That's good. And the weather report's always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, the Kinney family. They've been doing this for about 25 years. And they have been providing just outstanding service to their customers. It's a veteran-owned business, and they give discounts for seniors and veterans. They've won awards for hiring veterans. I can't say enough about Shasta Gas Propane. They will get that propane to you. And they've got small trucks and big trucks. Make sure it all works. You reach them at 530-365-3793. Now, right now, you ready? Okay, we're giving away that American flag on Friday. So call in at 530-605-4567, 6665, and any of those numbers, and sign up for it. Hop onto our Facebook page at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. If you find my Facebook page, Carl Bott, and throw your name in there, too. You know what? I'll even look on that one to sign you up. And we've got, you know, enter as many times as you want. However, here's the rule. If you've already won the flag, you don't get another flag. This is for another one. And this all comes from the Flag Center. Great guys, Roland and his beautiful wife. They're doing this. Now, here's the other part. You got that flag. It's made in America, and it lasts a long time. It's got great colors and all those things. If you want to talk about a flagpole, Flag Center's got flagpoles. And I got a great one in front of my house. Lights on it and everything. Yay! So, there you go. Now, the other thing is, and that we'll draw that at 8:15 on Friday morning. So be prepared. All right. Fast food. I almost hesitate to say this because I have Ben working for me, but the fast food wages went up to $20 an hour Monday. So what kind of impact? So who falls into that? And those are they're like chains. If you've got more than 60 restaurants, you fall into that or fast food operations, because I talked to Black Bear Diner, and they don't fall into that because they're not considered a fast food chain. They're considered a restaurant group. And then, of course, the Panera Bread caper, where they got excused from this, and people might have thought it was because, gee, the owner of Panera Bread is the one that gives millions of dollars to Gavin Newsom. So they got carved out somehow. Yeah, you know, if it just wasn't so obvious, Gavin, I mean, you know, French Laundry, Panera Bread, I mean, if you're going to do nefarious things, at least be smart enough to, you know, find a way that we don't find out about it. Anyway, more than 500,000 fast food workers are getting a raise. They got a raise yesterday. Now, impact on this. You know, Newsom said, well, this is a big deal. That's 80% of the workforce. And, yeah, it is a big deal, Gavin. I mean, for somebody that was born with a silver spoon in his mouth and all that. But if you're a small business and you don't have 60, you don't have 60 restaurants in your chain, fast food in your chain, and they'll say, well, how does that affect you? Well, it affects you that people will leave to go work for $20 an hour. It increases the cost of operations. In some cases, you know, it could be a 25% jump for labor. So what's the impact on this? Well, prices are going to go up right away. Chipotle and McDonald's are raising their prices. Where things you're going to start seeing when they start, you know, floating that this years ago, Carl's Jr., if I remember right, went to start looking at kiosk. And that's what you're seeing at a lot of these restaurants are kiosks. And why are kiosks there? If they want you to order there so they can cut loose some workers. Hours will change on some restaurants. Like I said, of course, the prices are going up. So, yes, this is going to have a big impact. You know, and the thing is it's still not, quote, a living wage that they want to talk to you. A living wage in California is, I don't know, it's close to $100,000, I think, last time I looked. But here, it's here. It's going to happen. So stand by. You're going to get higher prices. You're going to see people being laid off from work, unfortunately, because they can't afford it. They can't afford to keep everybody going. So, all right. When we come back, we've got Stellar Charter School, and I've got like 20 kids out there because they're going to be doing Peter Pan or something. I did not expect to have this when they came in. So I can't wait to get 20 youngsters into the studio here right after this break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, voted best in the North State in the poll. And they are. They've got the only watch repairman in the whole area. They're the only full-service jewelry store in the area. They've got a great selection of jewelry, very fair prices, and Rebecca and Henry are just really good people. Integrity and great customer service. I can't say enough about Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past is. Boy, you got a friend in me.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, and we're celebrating spring with a sale April 1st through the 7th. It's your chance to save big bucks on products like our Garden Power Soil to put the power in your garden for only $51.99 a yard. Or Dimension Free Emergent for only $32.99 for a 50-pound bag. Low Mulch Mix to prep for new sod or level up and seed the old will be on sale for $33.99 a yard. Beautiful Basalite Pavers will start at $3.99 a square foot. Thinking of a flat rock patio or walkway? Now's the time to save big across our entire flat rock selection. Get up to 25% off inside the store, including hand tools, pawn parts, and so much more. Lauk's Landscape Supplies Spring Sale, April 1st through the 7th. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com. Give us a call at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Get ready for a full throttle weekend of classic cars, hot rods, and rockin' tunes. Mark your calendars for Wind River Resort and Casino's annual Show and Shine on Sunday, April 21st. All ages are welcome to join us for this free event from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Show your classic car and receive a free t-shirt, free slot play, and a $15 dining voucher for season. Space is limited for show cars. Favorite car wins $50 free slot play and a hotel stay. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Experience for the first time Growing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Growing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Growing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and archives right there. Just go to our website, find the show, and you can go back 14 years and listen to some shows. Why I'm doing that, I don't know. Hey, I am surrounded by talent here and cuteness. It's so cute in here. I'm going to need a It's so cute in here, I'm going to need a shot. Okay. Oh, look at him. Aren't you all adorable? You look tough. Okay. I'm here with Stellar Charter School. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I said, yeah, bring a couple of kids. And I didn't know the whole cast was coming. So, Stellar Charter Schools, why don't you move over here?
Sure.
And I'm talking to Maureen Sanders. Maureen, tell us about Stellar Charter School.
Stellar Charter School is homeschool hybrid, so we have students that come 2 days a week. And so our 6th through 8th graders come on Tuesday and Thursday. Our high schoolers come Monday and Wednesday. And then the remainder of the time they're doing homeschool work.
Homeschool. So, they do homeschool. And then so it's a hybrid type thing like you just said.
Yeah.
So they come in this way they can socialize with each other like puppies. And
they're adorable like puppies.
They are. I thought two of them were actually related, but they play twins. So
yeah.
That was a good casting. Good casting.
Thank
we're going to meet the whole cast here. What about you? I didn't hear him.
They are actually related. So we do have
some
siblings. We have some kids that look like they're siblings, but they're not. So we have 30 kids in this cast. This is actually half of our cast that you're seeing right now. This is not the full cast. I know it feels like the full cast, but...
Okay, so tell us more about the school here. How many students do you have?
We have just over 200 students.
Wow.
We're TK through 12th grade,
uh-huh.
And we've been working since 1999, and so it's just a really wonderful school. A lot of family involvement. The students do a lot of learning at home, but we have a lot of electives, and this is one of the electives.
Okay.
Doing musical
now,
theater.
Now, the your teachers there? I mean, they're working. So you've got pre-kindergarten? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
All the way through high school.
Right.
So you've got obviously a variety of teachers.
Yeah.
Do the teachers help with the homeschooling in the sense of helping with the lesson plans or those kind of things? Or do they come from someplace else?
Yes. We have a curriculum and we all carry a caseload and we help. We have families that we help on our caseload. But all the teachers at Stellar also have a lot of different electives that they're interested in. And so we bring our own personal passions to the school so that we can create all these electives that students like to enjoy. And obviously my passion is music and drama. And so
yeah.
I do musical theater. So
cool. You know what? This is great. Okay, let's talk to Chloe.
Yeah.
Come here, Chloe. Hop in there. Get in tight. Okay, Chloe, who are you? And I know you're the choreographer, but
yeah.
Who are you?
Who am I in real life?
Yeah, who are you in real life? Yeah, like, pretend you're a person.
Okay. my name is Chloe Wilder, and I'm 18, and I'm a senior in high school, and I've been going to Stellar since I was in 7th grade.
Okay.
And I've been dancing for 3 years at Dreamweaver Dance Theater,
uh-huh.
And I love dancing and help like teaching dance and creating choreography, and I love musical theater too, but dance is really my passion.
Okay, and what do you like about Stellar?
I love Stellar because it gives me a lot of cool opportunities that I wouldn't have in a regular public school, because it gives me time to be able to do dance and choreography outside of school when I would have had to be in a classroom. So
yeah.
On Tuesdays and Fridays, I get to do private lessons with my dance teacher during the daytime. At a public school, I would have had to be in school.
Right. Now, are you planning going off to college or what?
So next year I am taking a gap year.
Uh-huh.
And then the year after that, I'm hoping to study dance and hopefully do some more choreography projects. And
okay.
Yeah.
Is that a higher institution, or is this something just for dancing and stuff?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
I'm still looking at my different options, but I definitely want to do something with dance. And in the future, I want to also do something with occupational therapy.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. All right. Maureen, yeah. Get you back in here. Now, you're on the faculty, obviously.
I'm a teacher. Yes, I'm
okay.
A staff member. Yes.
And so they've been around since when?
1999. I started in 2008, but
okay.
Stellar's been around since 1999.
Now, do your students take? I mean, how many of them go on to college? Would you say, or you know, I mean, not that that's a any indicator that they're going to be successes in life, but I'm just wondering how many go off after this.
I don't know the statistic, but I know we have lots of students that go on to other colleges in California and other colleges in the United States. But they also, we have career paths that students can go through, like welding and firefighting, and they can take classes through Shasta College, so they don't necessarily have to do just classes at Stellar.
No, I'm a strong proponent of technical skills.
You know,
they come out of there with making a living wage and don't have a lot of school debt riding on them. So
exactly.
I'm a big proponent of skills because we don't have enough of them, first of all.
Right.
And they do make good money
right.
at it. So, okay. Well, good. Now, tell me about this musical.
So this is Peter Pan Jr. We're very excited.
You look like trouble. So do you. You look like trouble, too. So I'm watching you, too.
He is trouble.
Oh, you are trouble.
One.
You're just dancing. So dramatic here.
The cool thing about this show is that we actually, I started producing it in 2020, and as we all know, the pandemic hit, and we were literally 3 weeks away from going on stage, and so we took a hiatus, and now we are back producing Peter Pan Jr. So it feels really good to be able to finish this project, and these kids are amazing. They have been working so hard. We cast in December, so they've been practicing for 3 months. We've also just came off our technical rehearsal. We are performing at the Riverfront Theater. We are partnering with the Riverfront Playhouse. And so they're allowing
So where's it going to be at? At the Riverfront?
It's going to be at Riverfront Playhouse.
Oh,
we
great place.
Open. Yeah. That's right. They are amazing theater, and we are so glad to be working
super
with them.
Super people there.
Yeah, super people. So we open Thursday, April 11th, and we close Sunday, April 14th. We have shows. The Thursday, Friday, Saturday shows are at 6:30, and the Sunday shows are the Sunday show. Is that too?
The matinee.
And, yes, the matinee. And so they've just been working really hard, and they are amazing. They know all their parts forwards and backwards. They could probably perform other people's parts if I let them.
That's good. You're cross-training people here.
Yes, exactly.
You know, in case Peter, when he's flying through the air, runs into something.
Knock on wood, that doesn't happen.
Of course not. All right, I'm going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to introduce the cast that is here and what part they're playing.
Fantastic.
All right? And I'm going to try and get one of the moms here to volunteer to come up and talk on the radio about why they're happy that their kids are going to school here.
That'd be great.
All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank has been in our community for 17 years, and they are truly a community bank. They have a local board of directors. They've got 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Reading, and 1 down in Anderson. We do business with Cornerstone. Real happy with them. For more information, you go to bankcornerstone.com. And we'll be right back after these messages with the cast of Peter Pan.
Your friends, neighbors, and community? Good news! The Reading Rancheria Trinity Health Center is having a job fair Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center in Weaverville. It's your chance to learn about our current career opportunities, meet with representatives from multiple Reading Rancheria departments, discuss employee benefits, and even get assistance submitting applications. The Reading Rancheria Trinity Health Center job fair, Saturday, April 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the new health center. Come and learn how to become part of our work family and make a difference in our community.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest 3-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, rodeo Radio at 7. And an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30. And an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, $6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
But he thinks he's so outmined.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Yeah, I'm happy. I've got 15 thespians surrounding me. Yes. All under the age of, well, I don't know. You screw everything up. You're older. So. But they're all a lot of them are munchkins. Yes, I love it. All right. Hey, thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle, are you? Then REU has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and the charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I'm here with Stellar Charter School. We have, which is a hybrid charter school, and which is homeschooling, and they go to school also. The instructors are there to help the families, but then they have a lot of, I guess you would call them extra electives. Thank you. Yeah. Words like electives go right by me. A lot of electives that the kids can have. Now, they are having this Peter Pan, which is going to start April 11th down at the Riverfront Playhouse, and it's going to go for till the 14th. And I've got the cast here. I also have a mom. Mom, come on in here for a second. And your name is Janelle? Okay, talk right into the pink mic, which belongs to my wife, but she won't mind. Okay, get in tight. Okay. Now, Janelle, right?
Yes.
Okay, so why are your kids going to Stellar?
Well, we did start in a traditional public school originally, and then I just started researching my options with charter schools, and I found that there's so many wonderful opportunities out there, and we landed at Stellar, so this is our second year, and it's just been such a great experience for us. My husband works weekends, so not being able to see him regularly, yeah. So this really works with our family dynamic and the electives, and it's just really
great.
great opportunity for us.
So you feel like your kids are getting a good education then too, right?
I hope so, since it's me. Yeah. The main, but I do feel it is good. They're doing well.
People that homeschool, especially when COVID was going around, that they found that their kids were, we're not being given a lot of classes that they thought was important, mm-hmm. And that they were surprised at some of the things their kids didn't know at their ages. So they were real happy with that. So, and your curriculum comes from
the school.
From the school itself.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So they give us the school and we do it at home. And I was finding, we all had our quarantine periods during COVID. So I was finding the time it took me to do basically our full load of school quarantine periods is the same that I do at Stellar.
Okay.
So, 2 hours a day opposed to them being at school for 6 hours a day.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you feel like this is really working for your family?
It's working out
wonderfully. I think people should have that ability to make that choice and not be forced into things, frankly. That's just me. But, okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot. Okay, kids. Are you ready? We're going to start right here. And you know what your mission is, right? Okay. Ready? Begin.
My name is Eloise Wilder. I'm 10 years old, and I'm playing the Small Brave Girl.
Small Brave Girl. Okay. Next.
My name is Jenna Godfrey. I'm 9 years old, and I'm playing the Crocodile.
The Crocodile? You don't. You know what? You're too cute to be a crocodile. But you're a great actress, so you pull it off, right? Okay, next. Yeah.
My name's Macy Weldon, and I'm 9 years old, and I play Brave Girl 2.
Brave Girl 2, okay.
My name is Sophia Klima. I am 12 years old, and I play Noodler the Pirate.
Wait, come back here, Pirate. You play who the Pirate?
Noodler.
Noodler the Pilot. Got it. Okay. Just go down, or pull it up. Yeah, go down because the rest of them are smaller.
My name is Gavin Maddy. I'm 13 years old, and I play Captain Hook.
Whoa, okay. all right.
Scary.
I want to talk to you. Sorry.
Okay, give me a Captain Hook.
Let me think.
You can do it.
Something about, okay.
Aye, the ship's bewitched, and there be a Jonah aboard.
Okay, I like it. Okay, all right. Now we have the twins. Or the, what? What are you two?
Yeah, they're twins.
My name is Zoe Salig. I'm playing twin one, and I'm in second grade.
My name is Charlotte Wallenford. I'm 8 years old, and I'm playing twin two.
Okay. All right, start right over here with you.
My name is Caroline Wallingford. I'm 9 years old, and I'm playing Nibs, the Lost Boy.
Nibs, the Lost Boy, okay.
I'm Abigail Babcock. I'm 9, and I'm playing the role Wendy.
Oh, Wendy. Okay, next.
My name is Marcos Beltran. I am 10 years old, and I'm playing the role of Peter Pan.
Whoa, okay. Here, pull that down for her. Otherwise, she will never hear her.
My name is Hazel Salik, and I'm 6 and a half years old, and I'm playing the part Tinkerbell.
Tinkerbell. I can see that. Okay, right there. Right on the purple one.
My name is Sarah Tucker, and I'm 9 years old, and I'm playing a brave girl.
No, you are a brave girl. Okay, next.
My name is Elias Tucker, and I play role, and I'm 7 years old, and I play role Michael.
Oh, Michael. Okay. Now, next. My last one here.
My name is Caleb Chartier, and I play the role of Curly Lost Boy.
Curly Lost Boy? Curly Lost Boy. Okay. So I've got Tinkerbell. I've got Pika. I have Wendy. Isn't there a dog in this?
Yeah, she didn't come here.
She didn't come, so she's not here today. Huh? Okay. All right, now we are going to have some songs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so gather around. I tell you what. Will that work, or do you need to move people around? Do you need to move people around, or is this going to work?
Well,
Well, they're short, so that works. So what, can you guys stand right around there? Yeah, that works.
There you go. Pull it down a little bit. Yeah, pull it down a little bit. Pull the purple one down.
Yeah.
And pull the purple one down. Pull the mic down. Down.
Down, down, down.
There you go. And scoot in. This is high level theater right now, my friends, and radio. So I can tell you, you know, you try to have 15 kids in here that are all 13 and under, and they're all well behaved. That's the other scary thing. Okay, so you tell me. You know what? You tell me what's going to happen.
So these guys are amazing, and so we are gonna we're gonna sing Neverland, which is a story, a song, and a story. So everything's a story in song. They're gonna talk about what Neverland is and all the different characters that you would find in Neverland. You have brave girls and pirates and lost boys and fairies and Peter Pan, and so you're going to hear about all of these different characters and songs. And the darling children, Wendy, Michael, John, all get to participate and come to Neverland because they're invited by Peter Pan.
Okay. All right. So when are you ready?
Are you guys ready?
Yeah!
Okay, stand up nice and tall.
Wait a second. Ben? Okay. We might have to, you're my sound man. You might be adjusting these things. It's already blown out my ears once. Okay. Ready?
Okay, we're ready. We're just waiting for our music.
We can't
hear
Ben,
it.
They can't hear that music in here. Open up the door and turn it up and start over again. They can't hear the music in here. You're going to have to open up the door so they hear it out there.
I can play it off my laptop if that helps.
Okay, we're adjusting the music in here.
I will say that the great thing about these guys is Tinkerbell is so great because in the original production, she was... there it is.
Wait, I thought we were doing Neverland.
Oh, yeah, we were going to, but it's okay. We're having some technical difficulties. But Tinkerbell was a ball of light in the original production, and now I cast her as a person. And she is in kindergarten, but she is doing a fantastic job as Tinkerbell. So if you come to the Riverfront Playhouse, you can see Hazel, who's in kindergarten, play Tinkerbell. She does lots of fun things like hide in a cupboard and save Peter Pan. And yes. well, I don't know about that, but.
Yeah, no, poison is fine.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so right now what we're going to do is I can hear it, but they can't hear it. So what we're going to do is take a quick break, and we'll be right back while we pull it up on our laptop and play it that way. So we'll be right back after these
You
messages.
Made a choice. KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane.
It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios that I've completely lost control of here in KCNR land. Reserve Stellar Charter School. And I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I have 15 members of the Peter Pan cast. We just met them. And now they're going to, under the direction of Maureen Sanders and Chloe, they're going to sing a couple songs for us from the musical that's going to start April 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse. It's going to go through the 14th. And the 14th, of course, is a Sunday, and that'll be a matinee. The rest of them are on at 6:30 p.m. So, are you ready?
We are ready.
Okay, you ready, gang?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Well, here we go.
Here, let's start.
I have a place where dreams are born, and time is never planned. It's not on any chart, you must find it with your heart.
Never, never land. It might be miles beyond the moon, or right there where you stand. Just keep it open. You'll find never, never land. You'll have a treasure if you stay there, more precious far than gold. For once you have found your way there, you can never, never grow old. And that's my home where lovely things, and your heart will fly on wings forever, forever. In never.
You know, bravo! Bravo! Okay, now they were pointing to Never Never Land. Y'all couldn't see that, but I was got a tear in my eye. Okay, so, and that was Pita with the solo there. And your name again? Quick.
Marcos Beltran.
Okay, Marcus. Good job. Good job, guys.
Marcos.
Marco, okay. Now, second one is?
I Won't Grow Up.
Yeah. I Won't Grow Up.
Yeah.
My theme song. My theme song, I Won't Grow Up.
Yes.
Okay, are we ready?
Yes. Ready, guys?
I won't grow up.
I won't grow up.
I don't want to go to school.
I don't want to go to school.
Just to learn to be a parent.
Just to learn to be a parent.
And recite a silly rule.
And recite a silly rule.
If growing up means it would be beneath my dignity to climb a tree.
I'll never grow up, never grow up, never grow up.
Not me.
Not I.
Not me.
Not me.
I won't grow up.
I won't grow up.
Not a penny will I pinch.
Not a penny will I pinch.
I will never grow a mustache.
I will never grow a mustache.
Or a fraction of an inch.
Or a fraction of an inch.
Cause growing up is a fuller than all the awful things that ever were. I'll never grow up, never grow up, never grow up.
Not me.
Not me.
So there. I won't grow up.
I won't grow up.
I'll never even try.
I'll never even try.
I'll do what Peter tells me.
I'll do what Peter tells me.
And I'll never ask him why.
And I'll never ask him why.
We won't grow up.
We won't grow up.
We will never grow a day.
We will never grow a day.
And if someone tries to make us.
And if someone tries to make us.
We will simply run away. We will simply run away.
I won't grow up.
I won't grow up.
No, I promise that I won't.
No, I promise that I won't.
I will stay a boy forever.
I'll stay a boy forever.
And be banished if I don't.
And be banished if I don't.
And Neverland will always be the home of youth and joy and liberty.
I'll never grow up, never grow up, never grow up.
Not me.
Not me.
No, sir.
No!
You know, what you're missing here, great job, what you're missing is watching them dance along with it, you know, the arm movements, and then the twins here, that they, you know, I said, you know, you're going to have to grab that mic and pull it down, they're looking at me, and when it was their turn, hands up, mic down, and then they pushed it back up again. Very good job. All right.
Yep.
This sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And the costumes and all this, I imagine. You're not having a good time, are you? Yeah. Yeah. He's having a good time. Okay. Come on back over and let's talk a little bit about this. We've got a couple minutes. How do people get tickets?
Oh, I'm so glad that you asked that question. If you are interested in getting tickets...
It's part of my job.
You're doing a great job. If you want to get tickets, you can go to the Riverfront Playhouse website, and you can mm-hmm. buy tickets there. Just click on Buy Tickets, and then click on Peter Pan Jr. Select the show that you would like to see, and buy a ticket. You can even pick your seat.
There you go. You know, this is just half the cast.
Yes.
So it's a cast of 30.
Yes.
And they are just adorable. And you heard them sing. They are ready. They know all the words. They know the dance moves. And Tinkerbell, get up there on the red mic. Pull that down. What do you like about being Tinkerbell?
What I like is being Tinkerbell is that I get to do a lot of hand movements, and I also like how I have a big giant attitude.
She has a what kind of attitude?
She has a big giant attitude. For such a little person, she really does have a big giant attitude.
And Wendy, you know, you're like the mom of the Lost Boys. How do you like that? Is that too much? Is that a lot of pressure?
Well, it's not a lot of pressure. It's pretty fun.
Well, do you tell them what to do? Do you order them around?
I mean, yeah.
She saves their lives.
Yeah.
Of course she does. And is everybody going to be clapping for Tinkerbell at some point?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, Hook. Get back in here. Put that thing up there because you're bigger than everybody. Okay, so what? Yeah, right there. That's fine. So where did you? What interested you in theater in Captain Hook?
Well, it's because last year I played Warbucks in Annie, and I thought to myself, "Huh, I really want to play a villain. That sounds fun."
Well, villains are the best parts. Yeah, and you can be let loose.
I can be as mean to the little children as possible.
That's right.
This is my dream. It's finally come true.
I hope those are lines and not something you just walk around school saying.
You would be very disappointed.
I admire, my wife's is an entertainer and total entertainer and, TV and movies and all that kind of stuff. And today is her day. She's running around trying to get a bunch of stuff done. But she would have loved being here, too. So let me think. Is everybody happy? Yeah. Do you want to hear yourselves later? So you can hear how good you did? Well, I already told your moms that if you go to KCNR1460.com, we archive these shows. So you can listen to the show today. Yeah, Chloe, come on back, Chloe. What you got? I got a couple minutes.
I just want to say that I'm very proud of all of these kids and how much they've worked on the show and putting it together. When I'm teaching them choreography, sometimes they learn an entire 2-minute dance in one day, and they retain all of that information, and they're all practicing so hard, and I can see how much they're putting into this show and how much work they're putting into it, and it pays off, and it's going to be such an amazing show. And you'd miss out on a really good show if you didn't come see it.
Okay, so if you go down to the Riverfront Playhouse website, you can buy tickets. I think you're going to be entertained, but I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised by just how good these little ones are.
Yes.
I mean, and they're interrelated through here because you see a lot of families, but just their enthusiasm, and you surprised me there. What's your name? You're Curly, right?
Yeah.
Curly, you just jump right in there. So this is just, how many theater shows have you been in?
This first one.
Come on in.
My first one, so I have no experience of being in any type of show, and I've been to a show any junior, and so I kind of know a little bit about the theater already, but it's just super cool in the green room and backstage.
Green room. You'll learn that that's the best place. They put Skittles back there. Okay. So this is your very first one, so you enjoying it?
Yeah.
How many other people, this is their first production? Oh, Tink? Oh, gosh, most of you.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got some old pros in here, too. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for telling us about Stellar Charter School. How do people get a hold of Stellar Charter School?
Well, you can go to our website, and you can apply online, too. You can come visit us. We're at 5885 East Bonneville Road. We're actually on the Reading School District site. It's a great
Stellar.
Correct.
Okay.
Did it
used to have another name?
Nope.
Okay.
We have
it's always been Stellar.
Stellar Charter School.
Okay.
Yep.
And it's been around since 1999. Huh?
Correct.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to have to, I'm going to take this time to say goodbye to everybody. Thank you for being with me today. It was such a pleasure for me. So, break a leg. Okay? Break a leg. All right. You can now all leave. Any last thoughts here?
No.
I still got like a minute.
Thank you so much for having us. And I want to echo what Chloe said. These guys are all really amazing actors and singers. And I know a lot of them, this is their first time, but they have really, really stepped up to the plate and shown that they are ready for this show. And so if you come to the show, you're going to see so many fun and exciting and entertaining things, and these kids are going to wow you. So,
okay, kids, you did a great job today. Thank you very much for joining me. Okay.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got O2 staffing with us.
You can't dance and stay uptight at the supernatural delight. Every border was
Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Despite a slew of legal challenges brought against him, challenges that Donald Trump says are aimed at damaging his presidential bid, the former president still manages to hit the campaign trail. And today we find him in the battleground states of Michigan and Wisconsin.
Donald Trump's campaign says he will continue to hammer President Biden over his border and crime policies during a trip to the two pivotal Midwestern states that could determine the outcome of the 2024 election. Trump will deliver a speech on what his campaign calls Biden's border bloodbath. I'm Julie Walker.
A gag order against former President Trump has been expanded by the judge presiding over his pending New York criminal trial. Now, Mr. Trump is told he can't talk about court officers' relatives. $175 million bond has been posted by Mr. Trump. It blocks New York State from seizing his assets, pending an appeal of the civil fraud judgment against him. Israel's military promising a thorough and independent investigation of the airstrike that killed seven aid workers in Gaza. Iran is vowing retaliation for what it claims was an Israeli airstrike that killed a top Iranian general in Syria. Crews are making progress in debris removal at the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says a huge section of the fallen Key Bridge has been removed from the water.
The entire operation took 10 hours. And in that time, they were able to cut and lift a 200-ton span of the bridge.
They've also opened a temporary channel for vessels involved in the disaster response. Work is underway to open more channels around the wreckage, the gateway to the port of Baltimore. Sell-off on Wall Street this morning. Stocks are down sharply. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898, and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Foreign and justice ministers from several countries are meeting in The Hague. It's an international conference on Ukraine.
The delegates will focus on the alleged atrocities committed in the 2 years since the start of the Russian invasion. Attacks on schools, hospitals, power plants, allegations of torture, rape and murder. There is a broad agreement on the need for these crimes to be documented, investigated and prosecuted. The ministers will discuss the most appropriate and feasible forum for any future trials to take place. They will also express support for long-term efforts to provide truth, justice, and compensation for the victims.
The BBC's Anna Holligan. A 12-year-old student opened fire this morning at a secondary school in southern Finland, killing one classmate, seriously wounding two others. Police say the suspect was later arrested. Heavily armed police cordoned off the lower secondary school just outside the capital, Helsinki. News and analysis, townhall.com. The bird flu, it's not just for the birds.
Texas health officials say a patient is being treated for the bird flu after coming in contact with cows, which are now known to be susceptible to the avian flu virus. The patient's only reported symptom was eye redness. Federal health officials say this is the first known instance anywhere in the world of a person catching this version of bird flu from a mammal. Last month, officials confirmed bird flu infections among cows in Michigan, Kansas, and Texas. One expert's calling this an unexpected and problematic twist. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Challenging times for Tesla. The electric vehicle pioneer reports vehicle deliveries in the first quarter dropped 9% from the same period 1 year ago. That's despite price cuts aimed at attracting more buyers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Today, the 2nd of April, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's at the helm. Are you recovering, Ben?
Yes, after this nightmare for a producer.
Oh, gosh, you know, we're using five microphones, you know, all the voices trying to keep, you know, I hope we didn't blow anybody's eardrums out.
I sure hope not.
No, I tell you what, though, aren't they cute?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I could see you there 10 years ago. I could see you down there doing that, playing Peter Pan. I won't grow up. You can't make me.
I won't. Can't make me.
Can't make me. Not a smidgen of an inch, not going to grow a mustache, not going to do any of that stuff. Anyway, okay. You feeling good?
Yes, sir. Okay. Oh, and by the way, I've completely missed a crucial national day.
Uh-oh.
National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
That was crucial, buddy. I just had one of those yesterday, me and Buford. The weather. Today, looks like it's going to be a beautiful day with a high around 76 today. Enjoy it, because tomorrow is going to start clouding up, and then we get a chance of showers and a chance of thunderstorms in the evening, afternoon and evening. Wednesday night, chance of showers. Thursday, about the same thing, but it starts clearing up Friday. Slight chance of rain showers on Friday night, but Saturday it's going to be cloudy. Sunday, mostly clear. And Monday is going to be sunny with a high near 69. So enjoy today. The rain comes tomorrow. This has been kind of a cool way of having spring, though.
Mm-hmm.
Not a deluge of water.
Right.
Let you kind of dry out a little bit, let you get out and do things, and then we get the rain that we so always need. Mm-hmm. You almost kind of wish that, you know, we could spread this out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned, family-operated business, locally owned, right here in Anderson. They give outstanding customer service. They do treat their customers as friends. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, have won awards for hiring veterans right here in the North State. I can't say enough about them. The Kenny family are just really, really good people. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with our new show that's debuting today, and it's O2 Employment Services, and I've got Jennifer Cram here, who's the Director of Operations.
Good morning.
Good morning. O2 Employment Services.
Yeah.
O2.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that come from?
Oxygen for your business.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah. You know, O2, of course, is oxygen.
Right.
And I thought, well, you know, maybe there was two people with O's in their names or something, and it just worked out. But no. Oxygen for your business.
Oxygen for your business.
Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah. So it was actually Heidi and Chris Corrigan actually came up with the name. I believe they were traveling, and they were trying to figure out a name for the O2 staffing side. So we had Teamwork HR already in place. And so Chris and Heidi decided to start O2 staffing, and they were traveling, and O2 came up, and they just really – we're like, we like the logo, we like everything about it, and it's really the oxygen for your business, and that's exactly what we do.
How long have you all been in operation?
23 years.
I was going to say, I remember seeing you all when I first moved here 16 years ago.
Yes.
So y'all are going strong at that
23
point.
Years, yeah. It's crazy.
It is.
Crazy.
You know, when we think about that, You don't think about it when you're in the middle of it.
No.
And we're starting our 15th year.
Wow.
I know.
Wow. 15 years. That's awesome.
I know. And when we look at businesses as we have, and mm-hmm. you are much more in tune with the business culture, and we're going to be talking mm-hmm. about things like that.
Sure.
So many of them don't make it.
No. It's tough.
It is tough.
It's tough, especially when you have employees, and you need them in order to make your business successful, right?
That is one of the toughest things, is
so
HR.
Hard.
It just is.
It'll make or break your business, and I think that's a really difficult piece a lot of the time.
We're getting, kids have left things in here. Okay. So they're looking for them. And then they all ate donuts, thank God, afterwards.
Exactly. You know,
so
exactly.
They were getting their sugar fix after they left
after,
here.
And right. Thought, we're good. We're good. But
you know
that's
what?
A tough act to follow. I just want to say they were stellar. I heard them, and they are just pure happiness and joy.
I was just, you know what? You're watching. This is the first time they had done this. For many of them, they had not been in theater before.
Sure.
And you couldn't see them, but they were in here doing the hand movements and pointing. I mean, they got it down, and they are. They were just adorable.
I love it.
Yeah.
We need that daily. Daily.
Daily.
Maybe.
Well, you know what I'll do is I'll hire them. And we'll go through O2 Employment Services.
Perfect.
And you line up different businesses, and we come in there, and they do
Absolutely.
I Won't Grow Up, and then we take them to the next
Perfect.
One.
I think that's a fabulous idea.
Okay.
You're on.
So you've been around about 23 years.
Yes.
And you've the Employment Services, what do you do? Exactly. For people,
right.
You know, I've heard about them, but not
right.
sure.
A lot of people associate us primarily with the staffing, O2 staffing, which is your temporary recruiting needs for your temporary employees. So somebody goes on a maternity leave and you need somebody to come and fill in, and you just need them short term.
Yeah.
So you call us and we do the recruiting side. We interview them. We send candidates your way, and then you say, yep, sign me up. I want you to send them over, and maybe you only need them for a few weeks, few months. Maybe you love them and they end up replacing that person because they end up not coming back to work.
Mm-hmm.
So O2 staffing really is a leader from that perspective with the temporary staffing side. And then we have the Teamwork HR side, which is what's called a PEO. We're a professional employment organization.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is we partner with businesses. We become employers, co-employers with them, and we end up doing all of their outsourced HR needs. So we do the administrative side, we do the onboarding, offboarding if necessary, we do write-ups, we do your leave of absence, your benefits, your workers' compensation, all of the things that are a nightmare sometimes for the employer. We do all the administrative side so that business owners can focus on their business.
And having a small business, and mine, I don't have a lot of employees, but there are so many things to make sure that things happen. And I know that you all offer workshops and stuff like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're really excited to get back out in the community. We started doing sexual harassment in person training again.
Mm-hmm.
As we all know, employers with 5 or more employees are required to offer, make sure their new hires all have sexual harassment training, 1 hour for your employees and then 2 hours for your supervisors. But we just actually, last Friday was our first day back out in the field doing the presentation in person since COVID. So that's super exciting to get back out. We love to be in the community and love to train and educate. We do a lot of new manager training. You've mm-hmm. got people that promote within the business and they're not exactly sure what they're supposed to be aware of. It kind of escalates to a different level when you become a manager, and some of the things that you used to just kind of sweep under the rug now are your responsibility. And we talk
things you used to cover for because you're a coworker, but now things change,
and so there's a lot of key components that we want to remind new managers that they need to be aware of. Or if somebody, comes in limping one day and you notice it, it's something that you probably want to discuss and make sure they're good and there's not an accommodation needed, or is there a medical note? I mean, there's
or did you
so
do that yesterday here?
At
did
work.
You something on
exactly.
your foot.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure.
Exactly. So,
and not ignore it.
Not ignore it. Yep. We see something, we need to say something.
In the Marine Corps, when we promote our E3s to E4s, which
sure.
are NCOs.
Okay.
At that point, they'll take over a group of three men.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, they're in four-man teams. So mm-hmm. a lot of times they'll move them out of that squad mm-hmm. that they're in,
mm-hmm.
who they've been coming up with their buddies,
yeah.
and move them to another squad.
Oh,
just to kind of,
good
you know.
Idea.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. so they won't have problems. Not so much their leadership, but the guys that have worked with them
sure.
and have called them, you know, they've been peers all this
exactly.
time. Sometimes, you know, moving them around.
That's a
can
good
help.
Idea. Absolutely. Because you get to know them. You get to know their family.
Yeah.
You know their personal dynamics, their financial situation. And that, I think, is a lot of the beauty when we partner with businesses. We're not in the day-to-day operation.
Right.
We don't necessarily know all the dynamics. So it sometimes helps us come in with an unbiased position to the client that says, you
well,
know,
you have to.
Here's
yeah.
the facts of the situation, here's the violation of company policy that happened, and we can take that emotional component out of it sometimes, which helps
okay.
clarify some things.
I'm here with Jennifer Cram, who is the Director of Operations for O2 Employment Services. I found out they've been here like 23 years, and with the amount of services they offer, plus classes out in to different businesses on management, sexual harassment in the workplace, and if you've got five employees or more, you've got to have classes like that.
Absolutely.
So this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy has been in the business since 1993. She's built two separate divisions, one insurance and the other is financial management. So with everything that's going on with insurance in today's California, and as everybody knows, is that State Farm just pulled out,
mm-hmm.
and people getting their policies canceled or not renewed. You need somebody who understands insurance,
mm-hmm.
and that's Judy Maxwell and her team. If you want a second opinion on your insurance or you're looking for insurance, give her a call at 530-221-0441. It's a free review. It's a free evaluation. She just wants to see what you're going through, and maybe she's got some solutions. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
About the tears and children's eyes, and I wonder about the soldier that dies. I wonder, will this hatred ever end? I wonder, and worry my friend. I wonder, I wonder. Wonder, don't you?
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not. No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Red Bluff Roundup is on. April 19th, 20th, and 21st. Get your tickets now. Over $350,000 is up for grabs for 700 competitors. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's consistent action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, roping, wild pony riding, and more. Friday is Patriot Day, brought to you by Food Max and Outback Contractors. Gates open at 5, at 7, and an after party with live music. Saturday brought to you by Sierra Pacific Windows, Sierra Pacific Industries, and Red Bluff Dodge. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by country music star Chase Matthews. And Sunday is Haleakala and Dignity Health St. Elizabeth Hospital, tough enough to wear pink day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Celebrate the extraordinary women in your life and join Wind River Resort and Casino for a delicious Mother's Day brunch. Sunday, May 12th, seatings are available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy a savory prime rib dinner with a wide variety of sides and desserts for only $45 plus fees per person. Every mom deserves a day as special as she is. All ages welcome, reservations required. For reservations or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, or we like to call it the Station of Buford. So, this portion of the show brought to you by, you're lucky because Buford almost came in today.
Oh.
And, but you're wearing black.
That's all
so
right.
So, it would have been.
There's nothing hope like you're not puppy allergic. Love. Nope.
Well, he's nope. 2 years old and he's not quite a puppy, but no. He is affectionate.
He, a
oh, he'd be over
lover.
There.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a lover. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for work injury because of denials, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Work injuries are life can be life changing for you and your family. Employer wants you back. You want to be back, but something's just not working. Well, if that's the case, you need somebody that's going to fight for you that understands this law, understands what, you know, the requirements are for you to be helped and is going to help you. That's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today. Okay, I'm here with Jennifer Cram, and Linda's on the line. Linda Bott's on the line. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Are you joining us now? Or you got comments?
I'm sorry I'm not there this morning, Jennifer. I had something else I needed to take care of, but I just want to reach out to you this morning and to our listeners and say that your organization is so amazing. What you do in our community, and our community being like how many counties strong, of being able to do the work to place people properly and with integrity. And I will say that Carl and I attend a lot of events, and you guys are there and out in this community like I don't know another organization that's more present than yours.
Oh, thank you for calling in and wishing us well. We miss you. We wish you were here.
She'll be here for the next
year. That's all right. But yeah. I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate your kind words. We try really, really hard. We have great leadership in our organization that allows us the autonomy to get out there and really do what's right and making sure our clients are taken care of, our staff's taken care of, and the community is adored the way that they should be. So we're very fortunate.
Yeah, it's very present, and we're so happy to have you on the program, and that you're going to start this monthly. So we, as a community, and those who listen, not only online, that travel, that listen online, and perhaps you're in between and not really knowing, and they can be, if they're looking or they're looking to be placed, or they're looking for placement within their companies, that they can come to you guys, and that you're gonna do the best for them. So I just wanted to say, welcome. Let's run this race together. Let's have fun.
Yes, let's do it. I love it.
Okay. All right.
Love it.
Take
Thank
care.
You.
Beautiful
you
day.
You
okay.
too.
Bye-bye.
I love you. Bye. You know, let me just kind of add on to what Linda says about being at events.
Yeah.
We end up emceeing a lot of events,
yeah.
as you know. And I guess everybody else has died in town, but I'm not sure. But I can just go back to one safe place, crab feed.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. There was O2, and I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you got – didn't you all lead
the
queen of crustaceans came from you all.
We
and when that bidding started again, I mean, it was fierce out there. And there's all of O2 staffing standing up and
yes. –
raising
yes.
hands and all that. So I don't know.
Yes.
Are y'all going to be queen next year?
We are. We purchased it again. We are on for next year. Yes.
Y'all, every time we're at an event, O2's there, and you're giving back to the community.
We love
that's,
our community.
That's what
yeah.
Linda was talking about.
Yes.
So that I think
yes.
that's important, too.
Thank you. Well, we pride ourselves in being very active. We know that it takes a village, right? It is not
it
just
does.
One company, one group of people. Like, it takes all of us. And we want to touch every facet that we possibly can of our community and support in any way that
oh,
we can.
Oh, you're doing a good job.
Thank you.
Okay, let's
all
go
right.
to the $20 an hour
sweet
to flip
goodness.
Burgers.
Yes.
I mean,
sweet goodness.
This is no
gracious.
Offense to people
no,
do this.
No,
none at all.
None at all.
But this was in my lifetime, this is what you did during the summer. You did this part-time,
oh, sure.
that you did this while you worked in and got trained, and then you went on to something else.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, it's become this is all you aspire to.
Absolutely.
That's kind of scary.
It's tough. It's tough, and it makes, you know, so the law did pass. So yesterday, April
yeah.
1st, we said it's really not an April Fool's joke by any means.
I know. It's kind of appropriate that it was on April 1st. But,
I think it was probably intentional. But, yeah, the law passed last year, and we've been prepping a lot of our clients. So it really is for larger organizations. So if there's 60 or more right. like branded companies, so you're larger, you know, nationwide. So you've got your McDonald's, Carl's Jr., you know, Subways. You've got a lot of those, even though they're owned by
yeah, even though
somebody.
They could be a local franchise
correct.
That only owns one or two of them.
Correct. But because they're associated
right.
with the brand, and if they're 60 or more, that meant your minimum wage, everybody gets paid a minimum of $20 per hour.
Now, there's also that, what do they call that? The compression
the
thing?
The compression, absolutely.
And
well,
so what happens
$20
then?
An hour is a good wage. And I have
yeah.
a lot of small business owners that are paying their employees $18, $19 an hour for maybe a medical job or
mm-hmm.
for, you know, a retail selling
producer
farm
jobs.
Equipment.
Producer
jobs.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so now we're competing with that.
Yeah.
Now we're competing with those larger organizations that are paying $20 an hour when we're paying $16, $17 an hour. You know, regular minimum wage is $16 an hour right now for every other industry.
Right.
But, you know, yeah, you're going to have the compression. Not only that, just because those wages went up now, what's that going to look like for the menu and the food charges that we're going to have? You know, our coffee, is it going to be $5 an hour or is it going to go up to $8, $9 because of somewhere
well,
the cost has to be made up?
Well, so your minimum wage is 20. That means the guy that's in charge of that shift is going to go up. Then the one in above him is going to go
yes.
up. And then so you have to start adding all of that in.
Absolutely.
And then lately, it's been going on a couple of years, the cost of fuel,
yes.
food,
yes.
all these other things, which has already been driving. Before this even started, I'm talking to different restaurant
sure.
groups here. You know,
yes.
single, you know, they've got great places, but they're, you know, by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They're having problems finding first of all, finding like meat or pork.
Yes.
But then they're having to raise their prices every month because
yes.
it keeps going up. And now you add 25% more on their bottom line.
Absolutely. And you're paying workers' comp on that. You've got your taxes. You've got all of the things. And now, you know, with sick leave going up to 5 days a week or five days per year, meaning that the employee gets 5 protected days of sick time for a full-time employee, it's another crunch. It used to be 3. Now it's 5. Now we've got $20 mm-hmm. versus $16 an hour. You know, you have your state-run Cal Savers. It's a requirement for employees to put in for their retirement. That was something that changed a couple years ago. But, you know, then you we talked a little bit about it, about leaves of absence and you know, people taking leaves and taking time off and being away from the business. It just all puts a strain on the employer even more, and there's more requirements and there's more, you know,
litigious situations. In fast food, mm-hmm. they make their money on volume. They make 1.5%, 2%, maybe 3% mm-hmm. on what they sell. So they depend on volume. That's why sure. they like to have two or three of them.
Right.
But then if you've got, but say you've got Carl and Jennifer's Hamburger Shack.
Correct.
You know, we put out great hamburgers,
yeah.
but we've got to hire employees. We've got to go through all that stuff. Now our $7 hamburger is now $10.
Correct.
When I had Bruce Dean on,
yeah.
Bruce mm-hmm. is a good friend of ours.
Yeah.
And Bruce and Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Back then when they were talking about the $15 an hour
yeah.
jump, and he was head of the Restaurant Association, and he was saying this is going to kill people.
Yeah.
And the thing was is when you start doing that, the compression part of it and yeah. all the other things that go with it.
Absolutely.
Now, COVID hit.
Yes.
And as Bruce said, oh, no, we just blew past 15, mm-hmm. you know, when COVID hit.
Yeah.
yeah. So mm-hmm. anyway, we have to take a break here.
Okay.
I'm with Jennifer Cram, who's the Director of Operations for O2 Employment Services. This portion of the show brought to you by, I know you probably haven't been there, but Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. These guys, the only like hair gel is like bitch wax for your flat top. It's a locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business. Been there since 1960.
Wow.
Yeah, so wow. I haven't had a bad haircut there since I moved to Reading, 17 years. So I'm happy with them. They're really good people. Tim and Logan, and like I said, it's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments, or you can drop in. So I like to make an appointment at 530-244-9478. I can set up a time on my schedule that works, or, you know, a couple times I just drop in if I'm hiding out and wait till they work me in. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops have come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster is proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for,
for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, this is Cindy at Locks Landscape Supply, and we're celebrating spring with a sale April 1st through the 7th. It's your chance to save big bucks on products like our Garden Power Soil. Put the power in your garden for only $51.99 a yard. Or Dimension Pre-Emergent for only $32.99 for a 50-pound bag. Low Mulch Mix to prep for new sod or level up and seed the old will be on sale for $33.99 a yard. Beautiful Basalite Pavers will start at $3.99 a square foot. Thinking of a flat rock patio or walkway? Now is the time to save big across our entire flat rock selection. Get up to 25% off inside the store, including hand tools, pond parts, and so much more. Laux Landscape Supplies Spring Sale, April 1st through the 7th. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 530-378-2220 or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Turner Creek, and Airport Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Get ready for a night of musical enchantment with Edwin McCain in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, April 5th. Immerse yourself in the magic of his unforgettable hits like I'll Be and I Could Not Ask for More. Get your tickets now and let the music take you on a journey you won't forget. Tickets include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, streaming live all over the world. You can run, but you can't hide at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. They are a teaching hospital. They've got 13 residents there in a 3-year program. Their second groupers, they're coming on this year. They're going to have 10 residents coming on, and they had over 2,000 applicants to come here and be at Shasta Regional Medical Center. The idea, of course, behind that is besides teaching, providing a world-class teaching environment, but it's also to show people how great it is up here, and maybe we can keep those, some of them. That's the idea. Okay. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And I'm here with Jennifer Cram, who is the Director of Operations for O2 Employment Services. We're starting our new show with them.
Yeah.
And I don't know why we didn't get together sooner.
I don't know
either. Because, you know, we see you everywhere.
Yes.
And you can't avoid seeing us if we're standing up there. So, anyway, we're so glad you're here. Now,
Thank you.
About this huge impact that just started yesterday on April Fool's Day, how appropriate, with the rise of the fast food franchises to $20 an hour. So, but there, and so my question was, what about restaurants? So why, and so we're going to go through this, or Jennifer's going to go through this, and kind of, you know, we'll wave topic, but why aren't restaurants included in this?
Right, which is a great question because, you know, there's a lot of questions that surround the new law because people are trying to figure it out. And trust me, the DIR just published the question and answer facts recently. So restaurants are excluded from this at this point. I won't say never because at this point, because as we know, history tends to repeat itself. And so, you know, I say stay tuned because they could be next. But right now, restaurants are not affected. And the main reason is it's you go in, you sit down, you order your food, somebody waits on you, goes back, prepares your food, and then comes back out. So restaurants at this point are excluded from that. It really is for the fast food industry. That means you go in, you pay, and you order from somebody standing behind the counter, and they in turn...
Or a kiosk.
Or a
and
kiosk,
you're
going to
see
yes.
a lot more of those.
Oh, absolutely. I think yeah. we will see a huge transition with that. Yeah. And with AI and everything else
oh,
that's
yeah.
coming into that. Absolutely. So if it's a fast food situation, which is the 60 or more across nationwide, and you're in a like business with that industry, then it's the $20 per hour. The other thing I want to mention, and you hit on it a little bit earlier, was that you've got now your assistant managers or your managers, the people that are above them, everybody's wages now just went up. It's not
yeah.
just the $20 an hour. So now it's some of our clients are minimum wage plus 20% or 40%. For, thank you, for, you know, their increases. But then you have managers. Say you have a salaried employee that's exempt from overtime. Now that the double minimum wage is one of the components of the test, so you have to do full-time employees that work salary, which are exempt, they have to have double minimum wage and they have to meet the duties test. It's now up to $83,000 a year is the minimum salary you can pay a manager in the fast food industry.
Don't get any ideas, Ben. Okay,
for a manager,
we've got plans
position.
For you. Okay,
that's right, Ben. You're not
it
going
has,
anywhere.
It has never been this hard to get a job at McDonald's.
You're not wrong. I'm sure there's going to be that as well. Yes.
So your managers have got to make twice what their hourly employees.
Yes.
Plus something else. So the minimum they're going to make is $83,000 a year.
Yes, if you're going to pay them salary.
Meaning if you pay them salary.
If you pay them salary, yes. And they have to meet the duties test, which means right. they manage and direct their team.
Yeah.
And they have supervisory skills, and they're making the hiring and firing decisions. But, yes, that's another impact as well. So you've got your managers at $83,000. You've got your, you know, your part-time workers making $20 an hour, and you've got your middle management somewhere in between.
Yeah.
And, you know, how does that not drive food prices up?
You've got to.
You've got to.
I mean, you can't sell, like, the dollar meal.
Right.
You know, like, and,
we just talked about that.
Yeah.
The dollar menu. It's going to be the $10 menu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, for a dollar in some of these places, you can get a hamburger
yeah.
or cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And that's cool because sometimes here's my dollar.
Yes.
But now, you're right, it's going to be a $3 menu.
Totally. Yeah. Yes. Well, and I think about, you know, my kids used to love going to McDonald's. You know, it was like a treat for them. I'd go through and we'd go inside and we'd get chicken nuggets and the Happy Meal and, you know, they get their little toy. And I think, you know, for a family of four, that once used to cost you under $20 is definitely going to be much more than that now.
And a friend went through I think he said it was Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Himself, his wife, and his two boys. Now, his boys,
yeah.
big boys.
Yeah.
$80. $80.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm sitting there going, oh, my God.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
I don't go to those very very often,
no.
so I don't know. I mean,
mm-hmm.
But what that does, though, is then if you go down to Dan Burger.
Yes.
And you go to Griff's Ugly Burger.
Yes.
Or you go to the Sandwichery right down here.
Yes.
Well, Sandwichery, because it's just the two of them.
Yeah.
But. I mean, all of those places now are going to have to start bumping prices.
Well, yeah, because they're going to want to retain their employees
yeah.
when they can go down the street and make more money potentially.
Yeah.
I agree with Ben. It's probably going to be difficult to get into McDonald's now or some of these others. Maybe they'll take their jobs a little more serious.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
another thing is the service is already getting worse at a lot of these places.
Right.
It's going to get even worse now. It's not going to be fast food anymore. It's going to be relatively slow because
mm-hmm.
they're going to let some employees go.
Correct.
And they're just going to have less employees. And if it's already slow right now, it's mm-hmm. just going to get slower.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they're trying to find ways to offset this. The kiosk
yes.
is one.
Yeah.
If you order through the kiosk, then you can cut out one worker per shift.
Right.
Then with the AI, like you said, with the
yeah.
burger flipping machines going
oh, yeah.
on right now that they can just run them through. They're cooked. They come off. Then you have somebody put them on the buns and all that.
Yeah.
So you're going to cut off some more people. So I think you're going to see people some loss of jobs.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to be able to
Yeah, I actually, on the news, I think it was last night or the night before, I think it was Domino's that said they laid off 1,200 employees.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Yes,
1,200 employees. They just said, we can't do this. We're going to just hone it down and keep it tight, and we're laying off the rest.
You know where they're laying off is a lot of the delivery people.
Sure.
And mm-hmm. so, if, you know, mm-hmm. nope, we don't deliver, you have to come in and get it.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Right, right. Yeah, it's crazy.
Welcome to California.
Welcome to California.
Oh, and this is just, I really believe this is just the tip of the spear.
I agree.
You agree with that?
I do. I think we're going to see a lot of changes over the next. We already have.
Yeah.
I mean, we've already endured so much. That is why we exist as a business, because business owners can't Who keeps track of all this?
Here's Jennifer is going through this. She's got all the printouts, and what she did was she took like 10 pages and boiled it down to us, my friends, mm-hmm. into what you just heard, hitting the high spots that can affect you. But also now you're going to understand when you go down to get your happy meal.
Yeah.
You're not so happy anymore.
No, you're not.
It doesn't make me happy.
No, it doesn't make you happy. It is.
It's like remember the dollar store?
Yeah.
Had to raise all their prices?
Yes.
Oh, it's a dollar-ish. It should be dollar-ish store.
Correct. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
We got to take a break.
Okay.
And we'll be right back after these messages. I'm with Jennifer Cram, who's the Director of Operations for O2 Staffing. We'll be right back. Services. Employment services.
You're good.
I'm
you're
sorry.
Good. You're
I
good.
Got it.
You're good.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blazengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor, La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Attention, all poker enthusiasts. Don't miss out on action-packed fun and incredible prizes. Head to Wind River Resort and Casino Poker Room for our Casino Royale event on Friday, April 12th and 26th, starting at 3 p.m. Get ready for the thrill of Texas Hold'em, because the first 9 players to sign up for a Limit Texas Hold'em game will receive a $30 add-on and a raffle ticket for a chance to win amazing prizes. And that's not all. From 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., there'll be 2 hot seat winners drawn every half hour to win dining vouchers or $100 cash. Also, there's something extra for the fashion-forward poker stars out there. Dress in your finest formal attire and receive $50 in free slot play. And our judges will award the best-dressed guest with $75 in chips. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Experience for the first time glowing wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26th, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And a Statue of Liberty's gone, it's shaking its fist, and an eagle will fly.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM. It just chokes me up. Toby Keith chokes me up. And welcome back to the show. Today, the April the 2nd, 8:50 in the morning. The weather today, it's going to be beautiful today, but it's going to start back into the rain off and on through the weekend, and then Monday be clearing up again. So it's kind of like a, you know what, it's kind of like a typical spring, which is unlike the past springs, which were strange. So, yeah, and the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned company. 530-365-3793. I'm here with Jennifer Cram, who is the Director of Operations for O2 Employment Services. And, well, we've hit on a lot of things. And, you know, main thing, you know, the one that we spent some time on was the new minimum wage for fast food. Mm-hmm. And fast food, as opposed to restaurants, means you go in, you order, you pay for your food, they hand it to you, and you walk out. And even if you sit there and eat it, unless they go, well, you can order. Well, it's the same thing. Yeah. There's no way getting around it.
No.
Restaurants are exempt from that, from this right now.
Right now.
Right now, but they'll find a way.
I'm sure.
Because they've got a, what is it, a $72 billion deficit?
Yeah. Yeah. God, yeah.
Bless their hearts.
Bless their hearts.
Hey, you know, one of the things that you do, which is, I think, really important, especially in today's culture, you're the one that hires, and you know the rules. Things you can ask, things you can't. So can we talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. So, you know, we do a lot of that for both sides of the business, both with O2 staffing. We vet the candidate. We bring them in. We meet with everybody. We meet with every single candidate that applies online. We bring them in. We sit down. We see how they present. We see if they're going to be – we're a matchmaker, right? We really are. And so we get to know the client and try to understand their needs. But then we go through all the process with them. We have them fill out all their new hire paperwork. We have them, you know, complete the direct deposit. We have them, they get all the legal documents that are required in the state of California. And I'm telling you, there's probably like 25 pamphlets that need to be handed out to a new hire.
Wow.
It's all right, Ben, you're good. But I'll get you taken care of, Carl. We're good. I got you. But these are the things.
I have a handbook.
Hey, that's half the battle. Yes. Okay. Handbook. Yes. And we'll talk about workplace violence and that new law coming down in July.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
Yes.
So next time I'm here or if I send somebody, we'll talk about that for sure.
I'd hate for you to send somebody, but that's okay.
No.
You can do that.
I can keep coming back. No, if you want me here,
always
I'm in.
Invited.
Thank you. So all new hire packets. So we make sure that, you know, we review policies, their procedures, making sure they've reviewed their handbook, making sure they get all their pre-employment requirements. If the employer has special requirements that they need, we end up making sure that they sign everything, they understand everything, we review everything with them. We want to make sure that they're fully educated going into the position. We usually go through the job description with them, and we do that on both sides of the company. So if a Teamwork HR client, you know, sends their employees to us, we onboard them. So we sit down and review everything with the employee. There is, you know, some notices that have to be given to the employee, especially about their wages, about sick time, all that good stuff. It's definitely one of those areas that, as you know, we live in a very litigious world. And
that's the scary part, because there's things you can't ask.
Oh, absolutely.
And that changes all the time. So what can't an employer ask? Just as an example.
Well, you can't ask them how old they are.
Uh-huh.
You can't ask them how many children they have. You have to keep it very generic about, you know, you can't ask them what they made as a wage in their last job.
Can you ask them if they're married?
No. They can divulge it to you, but you can't because it's a protected class.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of protections in place, and we actually review that a lot in the harassment discrimination
side.
Can
you ask if they've been in jail before?
Well, it will depend. You can say, we do a background check. Is there anything that we're going to find on there? Or is there anything I should be aware of? We do a background screening if that's part of your pre-employment. But I warn employers that if you're going to do that, you should have a legitimate business reason to do so. Say you're going into homes, say that you're, you're working in a small environment. I mean, there's multiple different things. Or say you're working with children. That's a deal breaker if something comes back on a background check that has some, those types of things. So those are legitimate business reasons. So I only say, what would be the legitimate business reason? I have some clients that handle cash, say they're a concession stand or they're a retail environment, and they want to know, has this person embezzled? Have they been convicted of a felony or misdemeanor that's, you know, stealing, theft, something like that? That's a legitimate
business.
Embezzlement would be a big deal breaker for us, right?
Sure.
And so then we can go back to the employee and say, I'm sorry, we're withdrawing this job offer because based on your background check. And I usually talk to the employee and say, give me a little rundown on what happened here. On our applications, once the employee's been offered the job, they come in and they fill out a questionnaire basically with their demographic information. But we ask if they've been convicted of something in the last 7 years. There's a few exclusions such as marijuana. There's some things that have changed in the last year.
Dramatically,
yes. And so if they write on there, yes, I had a DUI 3 years ago. Well, it's not really a job. They're not driving for the company. It's very common. It happens. It's probably not a deal breaker.
Yeah, it's not a deal killer.
It's not a deal breaker. But I love their honesty. I love to see that they're being transparent with me, because when that background comes back, if I've got 12 different, you know, convictions, and I start to think, well, where was your transparency with me? It just shows a level of integrity and honesty, because, you know, sometimes bad things happen to good people.
Well, we tell people when they're applying for their concealed carry that when you go in there, and they ask you questions, you tell them. I mean, you just flat out tell them, I had a DUI when I was 19 years old.
Right.
Even if it's 30 years later, because it's in front of them.
They can see
and
it.
And they see everything. Yeah. And if you lie to them about it, guess what? This becomes, instead of objective, it becomes subjective.
Correct.
Especially on a CCW.
So, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, yeah, and I realized that there were, you know, new things where you couldn't ask, you couldn't say anything to them, and this is where you all are. You are the what is it? The gate defenders.
We are. Yeah. We are your risk managers. That's what I always say to our clients. I said, sometimes you're not going to like what I have to say, but I'm going to give you the facts of the matter. We're going to sit down and make a decision. You know, you're going to make the ultimate decision. I'm going to give you the risk if you do something and, you know, what that risk level is for you. And how risky do you want to be? Because you might be, you might have an appetite for risk. I'm going to give you a very conservative approach because I want to protect you and keep you as safe as possible with allowing you to run your business. And that even comes down to when we talk about termination. You know, we've written somebody up 6 times. You know, how many times do we do this? Do we continue to go through this? But then we also do the risk assessment. You know, what are the risks? Are they over 40? Are they pregnant? What nationality are they? You know, we look at all of that. We go through that whole process with
employers. What nationality are they?
Yeah, because it's a protected class.
Oh, so you can't ask about any of that. I see.
You can't ask about that, but when we go to termination, I jumped from hiring to now terminating.
Okay. No, you talked about it, but I was thinking about something else at the same time. I was thinking about when I was involved in
and
trucking.
They do,
how the drivers would get called in and say, it's time for your drug test because we were moving hazmat.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, and he had to go down there and every time.
DOT truck driver. Oh. We manage several clients that have DOT drivers, and we call and say, hey, your random's tomorrow. We work with a consortium, and, oh, absolutely.
Yeah. But going back to the protected classes then, so when you terminate, you've really got to walk a fine line on this thing.
Absolutely. It's not the good old days where you used to just go in and say it's not a good fit.
I thought it was still a right-to-work state, or we had
it
this
is.
Thing that we could just,
at
we,
will.
Could, we don't have to tell them why we're turning them loose.
It's at will. And I,
at will. That,
at will, yes. And so we are at will, and there's a lot of times employers will call and say, it's an at-will state, now I'm going to try. And I said, I understand. I said, we can fire them for any reason at any time, for whatever reason, as long as it's a legal reason. So what is the reason we're terminating them?
And they got to be a legal reason.
A legal reason. And so if they start running through this laundry list, they say, well, this is it. This is why. But we're going to be transparent about it because I don't want that terminated employee to make up their own reason why they think they were terminated.
Okay.
I want to give them the reason why they were let go, because let's give them an opportunity to go somewhere else.
You know, we've run out of time.
I know,
darn
it.
So how do people get a hold of you and O2 Employment Services? Because they're saying, you know what, I'm my business here, it's time to expand.
Absolutely.
It's time to have somebody actually run this place like it's a business.
Or call me if you have a question. Yeah. Sometimes it's just a quick little question, and I can easily address that. So give us a call, 530-223-4674, or you can reach out on our website. We have at www.o2es.com. You can go on. There's an Ask Questions.
And you have classes and things to help people, like the sexual harassment classes and violence in the workplace.
Violence in the workplace.
This is where you go to find out about it.
Absolutely. Give us a call. We'd love to have you.
Jennifer, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Gosh,
it's such a pleasure.
Well, you know what? It's a pleasure having you here and for everything that you all do in our community.